God bless you all and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know, it's the start of a really great year. And no matter what's going on around us, what's going on in the world today, we know that we have the hope. You know, God is the God of hope. And this is a great time to, like Lawrence was sharing, to give our desires to him, to lay down our plans of what he's inspiring within us, and that we can move forward with that hope that Christ is coming back. That even though God is a God of hope, he's also a God of love. He's a God of peace and of compassion. He's a God of mercy and grace. And that he chose us before the foundations of the world. You know, he chose us as individuals. Last week I shared on us being practically perfect in every way. Practically in the sense that when we're in that spirit and we're moving with God, we are perfect. That spirit that dwells within us is perfect. And it's only us in that old man nature that tries to dig up, you know, the hurtful things and the things that we didn't do right and maybe where we screwed up somewhere. And then we let the condemnation set in. But God says when we're in that spirit, we are perfect. Each day is a new day. We don't dwell on the past. We dwell on the hope. We dwell on the hope of Christ returning. And if you take a look, I found a beautiful verse of scripture for tonight. And it's in Romans chapter 15. And it says, "Now the God of hope fill you." So God's going to fill you up with all joy and peace in believing, that you can put your name in there, may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. See, we can't do anything without that Holy Spirit, that Christ that dwells within us. So when we got born again, you know, we went from body and soul to body, soul and spirit. All our sins, all our past, all our wrongful doings were annihilated, gone. And we got born again in that spirit so that we are a new beginning. We are a new creation in Christ. That we are perfect in that spirit. That we have all hope. That hope of knowing that Christ is coming back. So no matter what we go through in this world, no matter whether it's pandemics, whether it's weather, whether it's jobs, money, houses, whatever it is, you know, we don't let it bother us. And sometimes that's a hard thing for some people. You know, sometimes it's hard, like they get the thought, and rather than casting it to God, they hold on to it. And when they hold on to it, then it sort of breeds, and it breeds contentment and evilness, and it makes you think you're not worthy. But you are. Not because I say you are, because God says you are. God says you are the lights of this world. That you have no shame, no condemnation. Why? Because you are in Christ. So we dwell on that hope. We dwell on that peace and that joy. So when we get these thoughts or we get these moments of, because we all get attacked at times, but it's not that the attack isn't the sin. The sin is what you do with it. So if you're going to condemn yourself, then that's sinful. If you're going to think you're not good enough and, oh, this world's a horrible place, I don't want to be here, that's sinful. But when we get attacked and we think, well, hang on, where's this coming from? Well, it's definitely not coming from God, because God wouldn't make me condemn myself. God wouldn't make these bad things happen. So it's coming from the adversary. And when you realize that, it kicks you. It gives you like a fire that you want to trample that adversary for making you feel like that. So it's not the reason, it's not that we get the thought and then we think, oh, we've messed up. No, it's what we do with the thought. So then we just cast that thought to God. And we say, okay, God, I know what it says about me in the Word. I know what it says in Romans, that you have given us a hope. You've given us a calling. You let peace dwell in my heart. Let that joy burn inside me. Because I am perfect. You created me in Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus was the perfect man that walked this earth. And if you're created in him, then you have all enablements and all ability to be like Christ. Just have to believe what the Word says and not what the adversary is pushing or trying to promote that day. Just remembering who we are. So when we know that we have a hope, and that hope is going to come to pass more sooner than you could even imagine right now. I mean, no man knows the time or the hour, but God, you know, shows signs throughout the Word. And when there's wars and there's famines and, you know, it's like a dog-eat-dog world, man-eating man outside there. You know, but it says, Romans 15:13, now the God, our God, you know, the one that we worship, we praise, we love, the God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in believing. See, we know that we can only please God by through our faith. So where's your faith right now? Is your faith seeing the picture, the bigger picture that God has created in Christ coming back? Because that's the real picture. Christ is coming back. And when we know that, when we believe that, then that peace and that joy just overwhelms us. You know, it doesn't matter what's going on around us. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world today. Just that peace and that joy is filling us. So that we know the urgency of the times. We know how important it is to be out there. Even though we're in total lockdown here, we can still be out there. Being out there, you know, letting people know about God, letting people know that Christ is coming back, that we are not going to tarry here forever. You know, God's going to get us out of here. So then in our believing, that we may abound in that hope. You know, abound makes me think of the dogs. You know, when we take them over the field and they just run and they run and they run and they don't tire. So that's us abounding, never tiring in that hope. Hope that Christ is coming back and that we're going to live together for an eternity. So when we're abounding in joy and we're abounding in believing, abounding in that hope, nothing's going to touch us, no matter what's going on around us. You know, this COVID or whatever it is right now, the lockdowns, you know, people afraid, living in fear, you know, everybody rushing to get this jab. We need to be rushing to God. That's where we need to be rushing. We need to be rushing to God, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in this world. And that virus is man-made. God did not create that virus. It's a man-made virus. And so we know that we can overcome that. Through all hope, through all faith, through all believing. Because all believing equals what? Receiving. If we're believing on a negative sense, then we're going to get negative things back. If we're believing on a positive sense, then we're going to get positive things back. And so when we really, really know what our God created in us, then we'll be able to walk with all power, all confidence, all faith and hope in him. We'll have no fears, no worries, no doubts, because we'll know where they're coming from. We'll know that we're being attacked by the adversary. And we will stamp our feet. And we will take a stand, just like the dog soldier, and we won't budge. And we'll take a stand for God. And we'll kick that adversary's butt. And we'll send him back to where he come from. You know, Christ is coming back, and that's where our hope is. So I'm going to start this year, you know, each day just being thankful to God for what he wrought in Christ Jesus, that Christ is coming back for me and for you and for my family. You know, my dad who's sleeping right now, and my auntie and my nan. You know, one day, very soon, we will all be together, and then we'll see the adversary fry. But together we will live in eternity. So just go out there this week with great hope in your hearts. No matter what's going on in the world, just remember that we really are to love up people. You know, God is love. So if we can't love ourselves, how can we love someone else? And God loves us, so we love others. You know, it takes a real kind-hearted person to not just walk past someone that has a need, or if we see someone in trouble that we can go over and help. You know, it takes a special person to do that. Most people just carry on with their heads down and walk on by. But if God inspires you, you know, to help, then you should go over and help. And you know, sometimes we don't even recognize sometimes when it's God telling us to do something. But he will. He will make it very clear. You know, I remember once with Danny, and God told him to go and speak to someone, and he just thought, oh, that's me just thinking it. And he carried on walking, and again the urgency came. And he said to his mate, oh, mate, Alex, I have to go back. And he said, what do you mean? He said, God wants me to speak to that person in the doorway. And Alex was like, what? He said, I've tried to walk on twice, and it's there. I just have to go back. And he went back, and as it turned out, he's now married to that person. So, you know, God will show you. Even if you miss it the first time, he'll show you. You just stay in tune with him, and you watch the signs, miracles, and wonders follow you as you believe. So bless your heart.